Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening at Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place. Right now, what is happening at Frank's Place is I'm being joined once again by a great stand-up comic, as well as he's got a great production company called Street to Stage, Mr. Guy Shaganaw. And Guy, we've been talking all about your comedy, and we've kind of alluded, kind of mixed in this street to stage, but why don't you tell us exactly more about it and what you do with it and all that good stuff?
Sure thing, Mike. It really was started out of I wanted to start doing my own shows. I was new in the comedy business. I think in years past, you generally had to go to so many tons of open mics, work with tons of different comics before you could develop that. So I generally am entrepreneurial, which means I'm self-unemployed most of the time. So I just thought, I think I can do these shows by myself. And of course, a lot of people were like, no, you're not going to be able to do that. You've not been doing it long enough. So I just started asking places, hey, do you want to have a comedy show here? It's going to cost you this much. And generally what I do is I get about 1 out of 10 that's interested and about 1 out of 20 that says yes. You know, that's part of the sales and producing, but what I really want to do with it is take it to some different levels. I want to combine music and comedy. I think that's a great combination. They go so well together. People's energy is up. Plus, musicians are always taking breaks. Like, say you have a musician who plays at a bar for 2 hours. He's generally going to play a couple 40-minute sets, and there's going to be some downtime. So I think I want to try and do that. That's one of my focuses. Also, the sketch comedy. I've been working with a lot of local comedians. In addition to directors and other producers and film technicians and editors, trying to put a team of people like that together to get some really good sketch comedy, because you know, you can do open mics, showcases, you can perform at comedy clubs, but if you really want to get out there, you've got to have some good content you can get online, and that has to be in the form of video, you know, that you can present to people in an easy medium, whether it be Facebook, through your own website, things like that. I just think sketch comedy and making fun of things like that, getting it on tape where everyone can push a button and see it, that's probably going to be our major focus as we look to the second half of 2017.
And we talk about, Guy, you know, the videos. We both remember that the way is you used to have to send in a VHS tape, and then, you know, people had to play it, and it had to air. But what's so great about the internet now is everything's done all digitally. I mean, that probably helps you quite a bit then.
I think it helps everybody. And I think if you talk to a comedian or a producer, a director, or an actor, and they said you know, they've been successful for 20 years or it took them 20 years to succeed, I think they would tell you if they started now, it would take them about 5 years because of the exposure that you can get. Again, like you said, you had to make a VHS tape, yeah, send it in, and just hope somebody at least looked at it. It could have gotten thrown in a pile at a news station or at a producer's office. Now you can broadcast it yourself. You know, I'm not a huge fan of Facebook Live because I think it's misused by a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, nobody cares about you walking your dog. Yeah, not only that, but right. You need to have a static camera. You can't have that camera jiggling around.
Yeah,
but to be able to produce something and record it, edit it, and immediately push a button and have people see it, I think that's pretty powerful. And again, a lot of people are doing it, so that's really going to elevate. You really have to elevate your content if you want people to keep watching it.
And we talk about Facebook Live, guys. So my question is, you know, if you actually would have, like with one of your shows, professionally, you know, tape, multi-camera angles, and then hooked into Facebook Live somehow. I mean, is that something that appeals to you? Or
I'm not sure. We've talked about it, and maybe, you know, maybe it gives you a taste. But I think if we're going to, you know, I've tried to produce a couple of live tapings,
right,
and we didn't have enough ticket sales. I'm still learning. We had to cancel the two shows, but I'm glad you asked that, because that's one thing I really want to do is get some of the comedians around here who think they're ready to do a 1 hour taping. Maybe it's not an hour. Maybe it's they want to tape their 20-minute feature set, or they want to tape their 45-minute headliner set. I want to put those cameras, like you said, have at least two cameras, have a cutaway, have a static,
yeah,
and have the good sound, and have a good, you know, film person on set that knows what they're doing and knows how to direct all that and put it together. and maybe jump in for Facebook Live. But I don't see a lot of value in Facebook Live right now. I don't know that it's just so easy for everyone to do. It's kind of like live YouTube, if you will. I don't see the value in it quite yet, but we'll see as time goes on. I'm always willing to see how things go and see how they change.
And that actually was going to be my next question, Guy, is if you felt that YouTube was a better medium for what you wanted to do.
I think it is, but again, it's getting so big and everyone, so many people have a channel. I think right. It's, you know, and you still have to have yours. We have a small channel. We have a few videos up on it that we've done, but you have to have that as your base. But I think you have to direct it more towards your website or, you know, your Facebook account, things like that, where you get a little bit more autonomy. You're not that bulked in with everybody else.
And, you know, one of the things with your, you know, company and what you do, and a big issue is you want to make sure that, you know, comedians are paid their value. Obviously, you know, showcase comedians and features and headliners, you know, it varies. But, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, especially when a lot of money is coming in, that you spread the wealth.
For sure. And, you know, that's a really good point. One of the things I want to do by paying people to is I want people to be glad they worked with me.
Right.
I want them to say, hey, have you done, you know, someone say, hey, you know, Guy asked me to do one of his shows, and they ask one of their buddies, you know, they're maybe not sure who is this guy, you know, not to be joking, but does he know what he's doing or what are his shows like? And I want them to say, yeah, working with Guy is awesome. He sets you up for success. He gets good crowds. He moves the show along, you know, and he pays you. He says he's going to pay you, and he actually pays you. So that's what I want people to be really glad they work with me. I don't want to hand out my card and someone think, oh, that's that asshole guy. You know, you don't want to work with him. I want it to be the completely opposite.
Okay, guys. So if people could want to find out more information about you and your comedy and this you know, production company that you've got and all the good things you do, do you have a guyshaganaw.com?
Well, I'm working on that right now. It's not ready just yet. So I think The best way for someone to contact me is through Facebook. You can go to my personal page at Guy Shaganaw. That's GUYSHAGINAW. I'd really like it if you went to my Street to Stage Productions page.
Sure.
It is just that, Street to Stage Productions LLC. And that's in the construction process, too. We're adding things as we go along. So that's the best way to get in touch with me right now, Mike.
And so for comedians out there, how does it work with some of these shows? Is it a lot of that, you know, fellow comedians you know, or how would a new comedian get involved with all that you do or get on one of the shows?
Well, I used to try and do the thing where I would do a broadcast on, say, a local comedy page,
right,
and ask for comedians, and that can, you just get so much response, and so many people want time, and I can appreciate that because I've been one of them. But what I do generally now is if a new comedian wants to hit me up and ask for that they want to be on a show, I'm happy to listen. It doesn't, you know, guarantee anything. But what I really do is at these open mics and networking, I watch their sets, and that's generally how I pick people. Also through referrals of other comedians. Say I got a real pro who can't make a show, he'll say, and I'll ask for a couple of referrals. I say, who would you get for this? So I do it based on, you know, viewing open mics and showcases and referrals. But I'll never, if someone just hits me up with a message and says, hey, I'd love to get on your show, I would never do the, well, I've never seen you before. And that, I'd just say, hey, look, we'll do our best to get you on a future one. But, you know, again, they are small. They're six people. There's only one or two a month. That's 12 comedians a month. And you got, you know, hundreds of them out there. So I try and do my best to, at least if I'm not going to get on the show with somebody, make a connection like that. So again, they were like, oh, well, I didn't get on a show, but a guy wasn't a dick to me, you know, that kind of thing. So,
and the one thing that our audience and I really didn't realize with these open mics is there's kind of like baseball type scouts. There's like, you're like a scout out there. I didn't think people knew that that there's people, you know, like I said, doing comedy shows looking for good comedy. And what's great about that is if you're actually good, you know, somebody will actually come to you then.
Yeah, and that's what I look for too. It's glad you brought that up, because you see a lot of open mic stuff, and it's just, again, it's just not entertaining because right. you don't have the people. You don't have a live audience of people. It's generally mostly comics or people come in there to see their friends. But I like the way people react to that. I like to watch their delivery, whether they get rattled if it's silent, whether they don't, whether they move on, whether they just stick to their material and go. And because a lot of times I'll go to an open mic and I'll know a lot of people and they say, do you want to get on the list? You want to go up? And I just say, no, I'm just here to watch. I'm here to, you know, basically network and look for that talent.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay, Guy, we really appreciate your time. And before we go as far as if people could find you, probably is the best way to just go to Facebook. I mean, you put all your I was going to your Facebook, and I saw all of these hosting. So was that with that mobile comedy thing?
Yes. Or? Yeah, that was the mobile comedy hour. Again, we don't have any confirmed dates right now for July. We're waiting on those, again, on those deposits because I want to make sure people get paid. Yeah. I also don't want to offer to pay people and then me not get paid. And then,
yeah.
I mean, I would have to pay out of my pocket because I promised that. But, yeah, definitely hit us up on Facebook.
Oh, okay. So we meant so Facebook, YouTube, you got Instagram, Twitter, all that? Or?
Instagram, we're working on Twitter. Haven't really decided yet. I've got half of my mind that says I need to be on Twitter, half that says Twitter's dying. So I really like Instagram. I like to do a little bit more with Instagram. We're building our page for that right now. So we'll probably go with that. And then if we just absolutely have to be on Twitter, we'll probably do that as well.
You know, that's the one thing. Wasn't that funny, Guy, how originally Facebook started to become the joke? Oh, that's what your mom's on. And Twitter was this big thing. And I guess Mark Zuckerberg pumped in, I don't know, a couple of billion into it. And now Facebook is hip and cool. Remember when Facebook went through that? Oh, your mom's on Facebook.
Yeah, I think Snapchat helped that out a lot. My daughter doesn't, like, I'm connected with my daughter on Facebook, but she's never on it. She's on Instagram and Snapchat, and I'm not on Snapchat yet. So, yeah, I never wanted to. that's a funny thing because I don't want to embarrass my daughter and things like that. So, but some of the stuff I put on Facebook is, you know, is me dressed in a, what you call it, a romper, a woman's romper, things like that. I dress up as different characters. So, but I think you're right. I think it was, you know, no one wanted to be friends with their parents, but I think they are now. They just do it through other mediums with Snapchat and things like that.
Oh, so you dress up, like you said, in a lot of, you know, different clothing. I think you're going to get, you know, more views after this airs because, you know, people, it's funny how people are interested in that sort of thing, huh?
Well, it just, you know, I have an alter ego. It's Tony Cachet. Since I'm a Gemini, I was born in May.
Okay.
I have a character who's my identical twin brother. His name's Anthony. But his stage name's Tony Cachet. He likes to cross-dress and things like that. So occasionally you'll see that character of me on stage. And I'm also working on, with a couple other friends of mine who are writers, trying to develop that into maybe some sort of two-person play or something like that.
So he is just a temporary character. I mean, not temporary, but I mean, just, you know, just something that you do. I mean, he's not your entire persona. Then your guy. Then during the show, then
correct.
Okay.
And it's based off a couple of my family members, a couple of my brothers that are kind of a combination of Tony Cachet is a combination of several different family members, including brothers and sisters. So.
Okay, Guy. Well, we really appreciate your time driving in the rain. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention before we go here?
No, I just want to say a big thank you to you, Mike, for having me on. It's been my pleasure to be here with you today.
Okay, my guest has been Guy Shaganaw, great stand-up comic, and you've been listening to the Mike Kira Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz here at Frank's Place Restaurant and Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening at Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place, and please catch us again next time.